Well, so much of your work has been and is influenced by your personal life, your history, growing up in Pakistan. Your work really has a lot of meaning behind it, too, even though it's these beautiful sculpture pieces, metalwork, giant pieces that we're talking about here now. Are you hopeful that something is going to stir up within you through the course of this time that you're staying at home? To create something as a reflection of what's occurring in the world right now?
You know, that's a good question. I am going in a new direction. That could be very exciting, or I could fall flat on my face. Either way. And then to tell you honestly, right now I'm struggling a little because of all the way we've been sequestered. Not that it's not a bad thing for studio artists to have uninterrupted time and work, but I think I am slightly on the social side, so I would consider myself an extrovert, introvert, and so I'm missing the connections that one has with other people. I think I may not be getting the fix to Zoom connections with colleagues and friends, and so I think that I have realized that it's truly important to have community around you. And when you can't see that community, or you can't touch them, or can't be part of their environment, then it can be quite hard.
Have you ever experienced anything like this before?
I remember many, many years ago when I was very young, India and Pakistan were at war. And I remember my mom making us hide under the bed. You know, when that was happening, when the bombers would come around from India, and this is not violence, but in a way, it is kind of mental violence, I would say, in the sense that you are worried about your loved ones, but also about just your community being decimated by this disease. It's also because yesterday I found out that a very close friend from Pakistan who now lives in Canada has the coronavirus. And so that was really scary.
Have you been able to have a conversation with your friends then that have the virus?
No, I've texted with them a little bit, but I need to make time to call them on Zoom so I can kind of face them and see them.
We're all having to find these new ways to connect with each other. The most important is to continue that connection.
You know, what really occurs to me is, as being so strange, that I never thought to connect with people on FaceTime or, you know, through Zoom previous to this moment in time. And now it's becoming very urgent to connect with people physically, visually, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's been really helpful.
Well, thank you, Anila. We hope that all of this comes to fruition in some more beautiful creations from you.
Thank you, Jill.